From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Trump visited victims of the mass shooting just outside Washington that critically injured House Republican Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana and also injured Capitol Police officers and the current and former congressional aide. Trump praised the police who confronted the gunman, and he spoke about the impact of the shooting of Congressman Scalise.
And Steve, in his own way, may have brought some unity to our long divided country. We've had a very, very divided country for many years. And I have a feeling that Steve has made a great sacrifice, but there could be some unity being brought to our country.
Scalise was practicing for a charity baseball game Wednesday when a gunman identified as 66-year-old James Hodgkinson of Illinois opened fire before being killed by security officers. Three others were wounded. While no motive has been firmly established, Hodgkinson had posted material on social media against President Trump and was a member of anti-Republican groups on Facebook. Meantime, the U.S. congressional baseball game Scalise was practicing for is scheduled to go on this evening here in Washington. Officials in Somalia say at least 29 people were killed in an overnight attack by al-Shabaab militants on two popular Mogadishu restaurants. A spokesman for the Somali Security Services said Thursday that the dead include 18 civilians, seven of them women, and all six attackers who stormed the Posh Treats and Pizza House restaurants in the Somali capital. Security forces ended the militant siege of the second restaurant early Thursday after battling the gunman for almost 11 hours. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump is assailing reports that the prosecutor investigating Russian meddling in last year's election is now probing whether he tried to obstruct justice in the case. Trump said in a tweet Thursday that, in his words, they made up a phony collusion with the Russian story, found zero proof, so now they go for obstruction of justice on the phony story. Nice. Mr. Trump's words. Trump reacted after several news reports late Wednesday said that special counsel Robert Mueller plans to interview key U.S. national security officials about Trump's comments and seeking an end to the investigation of contacts his first national security advisor Michael Flynn had with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. Firefighters are searching the 24-story Greenfell Tower apartment complex in London for victims of an early Wednesday fire that killed at least 17 people and sent dozens to the hospital, many critically injured. London Fire Brigade Commissioner Danny Cotton say they are conducting a recovery operation.
Tragically, now we are not expecting to find anyone else alive. The severity and the heat of the fire will mean that it would be an absolute miracle for anyone to be left alive.
The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The UN warns the cholera outbreak in Yemen is depleting aid resources to the point they won't be able to provide food to the famine-stricken country through the summer. Jamie McGoldrick, the UN humanitarian chief in Yemen, said on Thursday the cholera case is arising.
None of the politicians involved in this ever speak of or ever remind themselves of the humanitarian tragedy. And you never hear them mentioning that as part of the dialogue. And until that changes, then I think the political stalemate will continue.
The UN humanitarian chief in Yemen warned that dealing with the deadly disease has pulled resources away from the threat of famine and could by September cut the food aid pipeline to Yemen, the Arab world's poorest nation, enduring 2 years of bloody civil war. An American college student released by North Korea after 17 months in detention suffered a severe neurological injury. 22-year-old Otto Wambayer's father told reporters Thursday that he did not believe North Korea's explanation that botulism and a sleeping pill caused his son to fall into a coma.
What I would say to the North Korean regime, I would say I'm so proud of Otto, my son, who has been in a pariah regime for the last 18 months, brutalized and terrorized, and he's now home with his family.
North Korea sentenced Wambayer, a student at the University of Virginia, to a 15-year prison term for attempting to steal a propaganda poster. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.